A lot of Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
All right, let's get out of here. Let's get away from all this snow. Find a place to go. We always get some good travel tips from different guests throughout the morning, and today we're going to find out how we can save some money, which is always some good things. Now, insight they've got, because for the fifth year in a row, data scientists from the Airlines Reporting Corporation and Expedia Group analyze global air travel data to find trends that give travelers the inside scoop. And here to talk about that is Victoria Caliero joining us. Victoria, who are these people that spending hours looking at data when they should be on vacation somewhere?
That's right, I know. And the Airlines Reporting Corporation is a group that we at Expedia Group work with. And this is our fifth year in a row now doing this report and crunching the numbers with them to make sure our travelers are well informed when they're booking.
So what things did you find from this? What maybe are interesting tips from this this research?
Well, we know that timing matters. So airlines and hotels sometimes offer different pricing to help spur demand. So everything from how far out you book to the day of the week you book and travel can affect the price that you pay.
And so sooner or later to book, what's the decision on that?
Well, we recommend that you make sure you book your flights at least 3 weeks out. And you can actually save 20% or more off of flight costs by booking on a weekend, so making that booking on a Saturday or a Sunday. And when you're picking your travel dates, you should start your journey on a Thursday or a Friday for the best flight deals. And if you're planning a road trip, for example, and all you need to do is book a hotel, the cheapest day to book your hotel stay is actually on a Friday.
So let's get ready and take off for spring break. Maybe it's time to book now. Where should we go?
Well, it may come as no surprise that places like Los Angeles and Orlando are going to see a lot of visitors this spring and summer as people flock to the theme parks. And our data shows that Tampa, Fort Lauderdale, and Denver are popular for spring and summer trips. But personally, I want to talk about the beach because Mexico is a top trending destination for spring and summer this year. And I don't know about you, but this cold weather really has me wanting to take a trip out there.
Lots of beaches in Mexico to choose from, though, right?
Oh, yeah. There's plenty. I've been to Riviera Maya, which is beautiful, but there's plenty of options in Los Cabos and Cancun. There's so many places I want to go.
We're talking this morning with Victoria Caliero, who is with the Expedia Group, about traveling. Now, sometimes when you go on a vacation, you want to maybe make it a longer vacation. I understand that sometimes longer vacations don't cost more money. How does that work for us?
That's right. They don't. In fact, our data shows that the majority of weekday trips would have actually been cheaper if you just stayed the weekend. So you can add a Saturday night to your midweek trip and save about 25% on airfares, sometimes more for popular business destinations. And this supports the recent hot trend of leisure. So that's combining business and leisure, which is something I personally love to do. It's great to kind of add that leisure trip at the end of a hard, long work trip. So it's a great tip.
Is this something that we would know if we were looking at sites and booking, or we would just have to experiment to know how far out we want to, how long we want to make our trip?
Well, I mean, our data does show that if you add, for the most part, you can save up to 25% on those airfares, but you do have to, you have to shop around, you have to keep looking and do some experimenting on sites like Expedia.com.
And we mentioned about some of the trending destinations as well. Now, what if you're doing like a cruise or other things like that, that have other components to it? Is there a timeline for that, or what's the best advice you could give us?
Well, there's plenty of ways to book cruises. Expedia Group has Expedia Cruise Ship Centers, which gives you plenty of options for cruising needs. But if you want to do a full trip planning situation, right, like you want to book your hotel, your flight, your car, you want to find some activities, I like to recommend that you go on Expedia.com or the Expedia mobile app, and you book everything in one place. And even more so, you'll get discounts by just bundling all of those things together. It's kind of a win-win.
And a lot of now with travel, there's all that, you get emails or you have other ways of being in contact, or maybe they even send you a text if perhaps there's a change. So there's a lot of ways to be kind of down to the last minute to know exactly the details of how your trip is going to go.
Yeah, that's right. And I think the best part of having everything in that one app on your phone is you don't have to book everything all at once, right? Like for example, I was recently on a trip and I hadn't planned that many activities or that many excursions. So what I did was when I was in the destination, I literally pulled out my phone and went on the things to do tab on Expedia.com and booked myself a paddle surfing lesson. And it was super easy and it was just linked up to the whole rest of my itinerary. So that's how I like to do things.
Now, are you a first time paddle surfer or is this something you've done before? Because that's, you know, sometimes it's a risk or, you know, obviously you want to do an adventure. How did it work out for you?
Well, luckily, I had a really great instructor because it was a little difficult, and that was the first time. But, you know, it was one of those experiences that you really, you will never forget. And the fact that I was able to just book it and make it happen so seamlessly was actually the coolest thing.
It's a lot of times when you're doing a trip, you have an idea of anticipation of what's going to be, and then when you're involved with it, you find there's something else you want to try, so...
Yeah.
And that's the key, I guess, with any kind of trip is be open-minded about experiences because that's why you're actually taking this trip and vacation.
Absolutely. That's what makes it fun, right? I mean, you can plan as much as you want, but being able to kind of choose what you want to do in the destination, it makes it even more special.
Again, if people want to find out more about some of the things we talked about to help them with their trips, where's a good place to go again?
Sure. You can check out the full report in full detail on ExpediaGroup.com, and then you can always find great travel choices and deals on many Expedia Group sites, such as Expedia.com, Orbitz, and Travelocity.
Sounds good. We appreciate your time, Victoria. Thanks for sharing it with us.
Thank you. Safe travels.
Thanks. Victoria Caliero joining us this morning, talking about traveling and going on trips.